Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be, is a blessing, it's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. Aligned in purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am, all that I see, all that I've been, and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing, and I'm grateful for it all.
Every day I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine.
I love that song. You know, one of these days I'm going to get the words to it and sing the whole thing. I don't know if you can hear me singing or not sometimes, but I often am singing along with it on my little headphones. Anyway, I love to sing. And singing is one of those things that I felt very self-conscious about for a long time, because I had a teacher in high school who had his own opinion of my voice. And I've carried that opinion with me for so many years. And it's just recently that I have started singing out loud again. For many, many years, I wouldn't sing in front of people because of this one particular music teacher's opinion. And the really kind of strange thing about the whole thing is he was a horrible singer. No, I mean, he really just didn't have a voice. And maybe at one point he did, but from smoking for so many years, his voice was gone. So maybe he was projecting his own disappointments in his life and his singing on me. I don't know. But he said, you'd never make it as a singer. You could only maybe sing pop and that's it. Huh. What did he know? So the whole story of the whole moral to that story is don't ever give your power away to other people and other people's opinions. Just because somebody thinks it doesn't mean that it's true. Totally doesn't mean that it's true. So what in your life have you been or have you given your power away to, or what statements other people have made, or whose opinions have you given away some gift that you have or some inner strength or quality? Have you given up or given away because of someone else's opinion? I'm sure we all have them. I know I do. And for me, singing is one of them. So that's not how I intended to start the show, but, you know, I roll with the wind. As my guides download the information, it comes out of my mouth, sometimes faster than I expect. And oftentimes, I have no idea what I'm going to say because it's all downloaded through Spirit, which is our show tonight. Spirit guides, how exciting is that? Let's see, I don't even know what I titled it actually. Today, it's been a whirlwind this week. I totally forgot to tell you guys last week because we ran out of time as usual, but I was so excited to have two fabulous people on last week, Susan Mullen, back by popular request, and also Michael J. Chase from Hay House. So I did not know he was calling in. I just found out about 2 minutes before the show started that he was going to be listening. So I was a little nervous. If you heard the show last week, you guys know that I said I was a little nervous. And what did Michael say? Don't give away your power to anyone. No one is bigger than you or above you or, you know, whatever. So keep that in mind. Definitely keep that in mind. So we're talking tonight about spirit guides. And, you know, it's funny, I can't even find my own post. Oh, my goodness. Terrible. Spirit guides, who are they and how to work with them? Now, thank you all for tuning in to the live broadcast, and thank you all for those of you who will listen to the replay and those of you who listen to the show week after week and also listen to my replays as well. I really appreciate you guys. And if you weren't out there listening, then there's no fun in doing this. So I really appreciate you guys listening. I love interacting with you all. And while we're on that topic of interacting, oh my goodness, we have a whole bunch of new people on Facebook. Let's see. We have a whole bunch of new friends who have liked the Facebook page. I just want to give them a quick shout out. 13 new people this week. Wow, how cool is that? Okay, so I'm going to give a shout out, and I apologize if I goof up your name, but Sanjavi, Liz, Chongo, Anna, Michelle, Patty, Mary Ann, Gatsby, Michaeline, Mo, Tammy, and Desiree. Let's see, Aaron, Nikki, Kimberly. I think that's everybody. So thank you guys all so much for liking my page. I really appreciate that. And, you know, my Facebook page, and that's where really kind of all the action happens. A lot of people want to friend me on my private page, and that's okay. But honestly, not a lot happens on my private page. Everything goes on my public page.
Which, by the way, if you had previously liked my public page before this last week, you would have noticed that I changed the name of my public page. I'm doing a little branding, and I have some coaching of my own. For all of you who do listen, know that I do coach people as well, and I also have a coach because I think it's really important that the coach and, you know, your coach or slash teacher continues to learn as well, because otherwise we become stagnant just like anybody else can. And I, you know, I don't have a coach 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but there are time periods throughout the year where I do have a coach. I coach with someone, and I'm doing some coaching right now. So my Facebook now, my public page, which is my fan page, is easier to find, I think. It's Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium, master healer and teacher. Isn't that easier? Now, I know it doesn't cover everything I do, but actually the old name didn't really cover everything I do either. It's just too much to fit. So this is sort of an umbrella, and I do own the Rhode Island medium now. So I thought, well, I might as well use it. I've actually owned it for quite some time. And I thought, well, it's time to put it into action. It's quick and simple, and I like it. So you can also follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn. What else? Oh, I don't know. If you Google me, I come up. But again, most of the action that goes on with Cynthia Fontaine happens on my public Facebook page. Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium, master healer and teacher. Now, if you would like to find out more about my work, my website is the place, best place to go, and that is my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. I like to keep it simple. Why complicate things? So CynthiaFontaine.com, you can book sessions on there with me. If you'd like to join my mailing list, you can send me a notification to join my mailing list, and I am going to start blogging again. I know I've been sort of off the page for that, and I am getting my head back into the game. I'm going to start blogging again because I know you guys like to see those blogs. And actually, what is my blog? You can find it on my Facebook page, my website. How about that? Go to my website. There's a link there for my blog and Facebook and Twitter, and all my social media links are there. So the best place to start is right on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. And you'll also find a link to Alchemy of the Earth on there, which is my company that I launched last year of all-natural bath and body products. So check it out. Rave reviews. People love them. And right now I'm actually sold out of several products. I am sold out of body butter, luscious lotion, and shave balm. And I'm waiting for a new shipment from my suppliers because one of the suppliers has been out of cocoa butter for quite a while, off and on. It comes and it goes faster than you can say peanuts. And the other one is moving their warehouse. So everything, all the shipping is delayed. So those items will be back in stock hopefully by the end of the first week of April. But until then, I do have positive energy spray, which was formerly called Aura Spray. And I do have Tamer Toner in stock. And I have this really great perfume. If you like sort of floral, flowery type of thing, like jasmine and things like that, I have this great solid perfume in stock that you would like if you like those kind of fragrances. And let's see, sugar scrub and salt scrubs are in stock. Okay, enough of that. Oh, my God, I know you guys must be excited about the show. And thank you so much for joining me today a day early. I have a commitment tomorrow that actually begins at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I would not be available until about 11 o'clock or midnight tomorrow night. So I was going to originally pre-record the show, and I was going to have Susan Mullen record the show with me, and Susan has not been feeling well this week. So that plan changed, and then I decided rather than canceling the show, I would just come on a day early. So I hope that's okay with you guys. All right, let's talk about what's going on this week astrologically, because we have just come into a brand new year. A brand new year, you're thinking, well, it's not January 1st. You are correct. The zodiac calendar runs differently from our, pagan calendar, whatever you call it, that our typical calendar that we all go by. And the Pisces, which we just came out of, is the end of the astrological calendar for the year. And then Aries is the beginning of the brand new year, the brand new astrological year and calendar. So we just have come out of Pisces and now have gone into Aries, and it's the equinox. And the equinox is complete balance. Have you ever tried that egg trick where the only day of the year that you can actually stand an egg up where, you know, you can bat where it balances and it doesn't fall over? It's a pretty cool thing. If you haven't tried it, you should check it out. And you can only do it on the spring equinox because everything is so balanced. And we are in a place of balance and equality right now, as the unconscious mind is now emerging from this underworld that we've been in this last year of me, my, and I, and figuring out, what makes us tick inside, to bringing out our desires now into the community. And this next year, this new astrological year, is all about doing things more equally, sharing the wealth. It's the themes of the coming year are letting go of your own personal self. So what does that mean when I say letting go of your own personal self? Well, that means letting go of your ego, letting go of your fears, your individual desires. And that doesn't mean, if you want to take a vacation, you don't take a vacation because it's solo, whatever. No, that doesn't mean that. What it means is you take those around you into consideration, because this year is all about community and working together. Last year was all about wanting more security, more greed, more money, more power. Protecting yourself against change and transformation, things that you can't control. That was last year's energy. This year's energy is all about being brave. It's about having no fear, pioneering and moving forward. Moving forward for the good of all, not for the good of one. So it's letting go of your individual needs into helping each other. When we work as a group, there is so much more power in the group, as a whole. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought there. I was getting a message. I'm sorry. When we work as a group, there's so much more power. You know, as you're an individual, of course, you're one, singular. You can, if you draw a stick figure, you're that one stick figure. Oh, it's pretty lonely there by itself, sticking up on the paper, just one little figure. But then if you draw a little stick figures all around it, oh my goodness. Feel the difference in the energy and the power. That's what this year is all about. We're ending the I and going into the we consciousness. That is what the age of Aquarius is all about. And that is how you'll be the most moving into this next year. Okay, so that's pretty much all I'm going to cover on the astrology today. If you have any questions, you can message them to me on Facebook. You can join in the chat room. And if you would like to call in today, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. And we are going to talk about spirit guides, I promise. We do have a caller on the line who has been on hold for about
13 minutes now, who I'm going to bring in right now before we do start getting into spirit guides. And that's area code 504, last four digits, 0837. Hi, caller, are you there?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, who's this, please?
Huh? This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah, how are you?
I'm good. I do have a question that has been, I can't solve it. So let me ask Cynthia.
Okay.
I have a sore left shoulder. I've tried different things. I think I always have the problem. It goes away, and then it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, asked some of my intuitive friends. I've heard everything from a spiritual attachment to my emotional state. And they all sound good at the time, but it keeps coming back.
Okay. Have you had x-rays on the shoulder?
No.
Okay, because I'm seeing that, there's no diagnosis on the shoulder, so I'm not seeing any pictures or x-rays on it.
Mm-mm.
Let me just check in with your body. What state are you in?
Louisiana.
Okay, Louisiana. Hold on. Just so I can get a visual of a more accurate location. No, there's no spirit attachment. The first thing that came to mind as soon as you started speaking was that you have some little tears in your mechanism in the shoulder, whether it's the rotator cuff or in the muscles surrounding that area. That's the first thing that I saw when it came to mind, and I heard and saw x-rays, okay? So I'm not 100% that this is, because of course there's all mental and emotional components to everything, that doesn't mean you totally disregard any physical problems that you're having and not have them checked out.
Right.
This looks like something that would benefit from having it looked at.
Okay.
Okay, so I would go have it checked out, and let me just take a quick look here what shoulder metaphysically represents. I just happen to have Louise Hay's book right in front of me. And are you familiar with Louise Hay?
Yeah, see, I looked it up too, and that's why I think it, I'm sure there's a physical component, but I think it's emotional because it comes and goes. And it's carrying the weight of, the world and not doing it joyously.
Right.
So I think I must be held on a very high accountable level. Because if I think a thought that's not good, man, I get zapped.
Well, there's a reason for that. Because as we're coming into this age of Aquarius, the vibration of the whole planet is actually changing. And this is actually being proven scientifically right now because everything has an energetic level that can be measured scientifically. And the Earth's vibration or measurement has actually gone from 7-something up to 12 or 13. I don't know if it's mega. Yeah. I can't remember if it's megahertz or however, whatever measurement they measure it in. I look at all this stuff. Yeah. It's really, really amazing. So people are having a hard time. Some people are having a hard time with the shift, and especially those who are empathic, intuitive, very sensitive.
That's me.
Right. And, everybody that calls into my show has one, if not all of those, characteristics. And you may have, I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but
love it.
Oh, cool. Thanks so much. I talk regularly about taking salt baths.
I haven't done that.
Well, it's funny because I have a student, a full-time student apprentice who really fought me tooth and nail about the salt baths. And I said, it's your choice, but I can promise you, once you start, you're not going to want to stop, and you will start feeling better. and she just got 2 more pounds of salt today.
I'm also Aquarius, too, if that makes any difference. I don't know.
Well, Aquarians tend to be a little bit uptight. Very,
yeah.
Right. Very meticulous. Can be a little OCD at times, you know, where like,
okay.
Like everything has to be lined up. The dishes have to match, the yada, yada, yada. Now, you know, of course, depending the severity of that depends on what other planets you have in your chart and where they lie. You know, if you had a lot of Aquarius, like my son, for example, he has 3 or 4 planets in Aquarius. He's he's very meticulous and OCD.
I'm not. I don't have a lot in Aquarius, but I have Libra and Gemini, so I have a lot of air.
Oh, well, there you go. And the Libra is about balancing. The Gemini is also about balancing, and it's about those both can have dual personalities. Well, it's not a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, knowledge is power, as I always say, and the more you know about things, the more knowledge you have, so the more power you have. You know, my moon is in Gemini, and when people, astrologers, look at my chart, and they're like, oh, my God, you have 4 planets in Virgo. I can't believe how outgoing and social you are, and then they look at my moon, and they go, oh, well, your moon is in Gemini. That makes perfect sense. Because our moon sign is actually what gives us our personality.
Okay.
Not our sun sign.
Okay.
So, fortunately,
and that's Libra for me.
Okay. Okay. So,
what's yours? What's your sun sign, Cynthia?
My sun sign is a Virgo.
Oh, you're Virgo. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I have 4 planets.
So you're the teacher.
Virgo. I am. I'm with 4 planets in Virgo.
You're a good teacher. Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much.
My best teachers and bosses have been Virgos. And it's funny because I always want to fight them, but they're the teacher for me anyway.
Mhm.
That's cool.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to think, is Aquarius the absolute opposite of Virgo on the chart?
No, it's Pisces.
Yeah, it's Pisces. Yeah, it's Pisces, which I never get along with Piscean men. I get along with Pisces. Yeah, I get along.
They're so
with
dreamy. They're so they can drink and take stuff and get affected. So, you know, they have no willpower. It's you just want to punch them. You know, have some willpower.
Exactly, and Aquarians and Virgos have a lot of willpower.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're like, what do you mean that? You know, we see something, we're like, that's not right. You need to fix it now.
Right. That's so true.
Yeah. It's
so
funny.
True.
Yeah, it is. It is so funny. And, you know, I don't know. I have to find out what my teacher's signs all are. I know one is a Cancer. You know, that's a good question. Good point. I'm going to check that out, look into that. And, you know, it's all
for me, Virgos are good teachers for me, at least. And that's why I've always, even the best bosses I've had, always are Virgos. They say they're bossy, but they know what they're doing.
Right. And for an Aquarian, that's very important.
Oh, yeah. You have to respect your teacher.
Right, absolutely. And if someone doesn't know what they're doing as an Aquarian with a sun sign, you're like out of there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, totally true. So like an Aries would never fly with an Aquarian because Aries know what they're doing, but they're not very good at expressing what they're doing.
Very true. My boyfriend's Aries.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And he's like a little kid. But he listens to me too much. You know, I have to defer back, like, well, what do you think? Because I don't want to make someone's decisions for them.
Right. Which is a really good point because one thing in my work that I really am careful about is some people get almost addicted to having readings, we'll say. And, they want a reading often. And for me, twice a year is enough because it's only the big pieces that you really should be looking at. I mean, unless something unexpectedly really comes up, then twice a year is it. Coaching is different, but as far as readings go, because when we micromanage other people's lives, which I have strong belief that when people have readings too often, and that could be with one person, or they could be spiritual junkies where they go from one reader to another, to another, to another, not only are they giving their power away to all those readers, but the reader who sees these people often is taking on a part and responsibility of that person's karma.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And one of my very first teachers, well, maybe not very first, but the teacher who propelled me into coming out of the closet with my work, is one of those type of readers. And though I'm very grateful for her to push me to get into my work and into my field, I would never see her as a professional because her ethics are questionable.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
With you being nervous last week, I see good things. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like you're fast tracking it. You're gonna take off.
Oh well, thank you so much. Yeah, and you know, I mean, I was just so excited. I had no indication until minutes before the show that Michael was even going to be listening. And Susan, who, you know, I had on last week, who's going to be on again in a couple of weeks so we can actually do the show that we were supposed to do last week. Susan and Michael have known each other since school days. And so that's how that connection all happened. And my listeners responded so well. And I think many took him up on the offer of his special rate on his seminar, which is normally $197. And he's offering the whole seminar for a donation. Because, you know, this platform is not an easy one to generate income, especially when you're new at it.
Right.
And you know, oftentimes people will say, well, this is a gift you've been given. Why should you charge? And we've talked about this before on the show.
Right.
You know, and it is a gift, but somebody who can, you know, beautifully play the piano or someone who's a brilliant plumber, that's a gift as well. And,
right.
You know, and if you look at, oh, well, it doesn't cost you anything for your gift. Well, that's not always true, and I'm ranting here, you know, because I have tons of certifications and, you know, not that I need those, but everything that I learn expands my base so I can give more to you.
Right.
So it's an investment in me. It's an investment, you know, to the universe, to the world, I think, and it's a good investment. But anyway, sorry. I'm going on here.
Yeah, well, no, when I have money, I do so much, then I, like, run out, and then I wait till I build back up, and then I start doing classes, and I love that. I love all that. I think it's a blast. You know, when I do like Blog Talk in this forum because it has helped me out of a bind.
And yeah, and, you know, and that's why I do this. You know, I mean, it costs me money.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know, it's my give back to the community. You know, it costs me money to be on here every week. I don't make money from being on here, but this is my give back to the community. It's a chance for people to be able to call in who might not be able to use me otherwise, you know, and get questions answered or just to get support. And, you know, so that's my give back, and I love doing it. And you know, is there a Bob around you by any chance?
No.
And you don't have a Bob that's passed?
My aunt's husband passed. I was not close to him. I think his name was Robert.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Bobby Jr. That's what they call him.
Okay, because he's here.
I was not close to him at all. Like, not at all.
you know, sometimes it's strange. You never know who's going to show up. And oftentimes those that we're not close with in the physical life, sometimes they'll just pop in for one reason or another. It can just be sometimes it's to bring a message through to someone else. You know, they'll give the message through you for someone else in the family. Sometimes they're just checking in to say hi. Sometimes, you know, even though you weren't close in this physical life, they still keep an eye on you. You know, and
does he have a message?
Well, let me just check in here. Nope, he's just checking in.
That's okay. Okay.
And sometimes that happens. He's just checking in. He has like this gaze, this sort of far out gaze. Was he a deep thinker?
Possibly. I seriously was not close to him at all. He was a reverend, and he was married to my mother's sister, and my mother and her sister did not get along, so that's why I was never really close to him.
Okay. All right. Well, he was...
Actually, there was animosity between them.
Okay. Let's just see, because he's showing me that he was a very deep thinker. I just want to see if he wants to go anywhere with this. And as your mother passed?
No. His wife did pass.
Right. Before he did. Your mother is still here. So let me just see if there's anything there for her. Did you live on opposite sides of a town or a state or even the country?
No. Actually, we were 45 minutes away and never spoke. He asked me when his wife passed, and they passed kind of close together, if my mother would come to the funeral, and I said no, she would. I know she wouldn't, but me and my sister went, and you know, kind of in her place to pay our respects.
Right.
To go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go to his because I didn't know about it until after it even happened.
Right, exactly.
I didn't dislike him or anything. I just didn't know him.
Right, and that happens often in families, you know. I'm just saying if he's got anything for your mother, if that's why he's come. No, he's just shown up. Weird.
Okay. Well, somebody else asked me about a Bob before in the past, and I was thinking after I got off the phone, I'm going to remember this because somebody else had said, do you know a Bob? And I said, no.
Right.
So,
right.
Not, you know, this past. So I said, I'm going to remember that next time someone asked. So when you said that, I was like, it just popped back in.
Okay, so
this is
important, especially if you've come through twice. And what my guides are downloading to me now is the importance is that your mother has that if she lets go of any hard feelings that she's harbored for all these years, and that's what the point of this whole thing is. It's not that he's coming with this great message or anything. He keeps showing up. Because this is a message for your mother. This is what my guides are downloading now. And I've got the chills. That's confirmation that it's important for her to let go of those harboring feelings that she's held all these years.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell her. I don't know how much good she'll do.
Well, all you can do is share the information. You know, if she holds on to it, that's up to her, you know. But when we hold things like that in our body, it turns into cancer. It turns into arthritis,
right.
Who wants to go through any of that kind of stuff? But as far as your shoulder goes, it looks like it was some kind of an old tear or an old injury that just never got looked at or never got addressed. And just trying to see if it flares up at times when you're having emotional ups and downs. I'm getting a no that it's not an emotional flare up. I mean, I don't know if you can pinpoint it differently. Because I feel like you're really good at letting things go.
Yeah, I am. That's why I'm like, well, I mean, I feel like I'm doing so much work. You know, I'm not good with the salt baths, but I feel like I can feel when an energy is around me and, you know, they mess with my lights and things like that, or I'll think thoughts or go and play a song that pops in my head but this was just been something that's ongoing. So I thought today, it's just got to be physical. I'm sorry, but this is, you know, I'm thinking it's all spiritual, but it's probably just 3D physical.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you can't pinpoint everything to an emotional problem. Sometimes, you know, it may have been something that was going on in your life when it first occurred, but... Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it's my mother's unforgiveness that I'm, like, sponging.
Okay. Now, that is
why he came in.
That's a very good point, because oftentimes when we're empathic and intuitive and sensitive, we take on other people's illnesses around us, people's emotions, and that's why we do the salt bath.
That's why Bob popped up.
Yeah, and that's why we do the salt baths. And it's not just taking the bath. It's when you're in the bath, visualizing and giving everybody back their stuff, and you don't have to know what it is. But it's really helpful if you do have an idea that you face the person and say, you know, this is yours. It is not mine. I give it back to you, and you have to take it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel how
light it is. I've been beating myself up. I've really been beating myself up.
Well, one thing with sort of the new age thought process, a lot of times, is it can create that mental cycle in our head where we beat ourselves up because we think, oh my God, my shoulder, I'm creating this and blah, blah, blah. And yes, do we create things? Sure, we create things. Do we create 100% of everything? Well, I don't think we create 100% of everything. I think it's a co-creation. And then when you add the mix of being an empath and being sensitive and intuitive on top of that, we don't even know what is ours and what somebody else's. So how do we know what we're creating? Because we can't separate it. So when we start to learn to separate what is ours and what is somebody else's, then all of a sudden that physical problem will go away. The shoulder will go away. That, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is really good. Thank you so much for taking this much time with me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I mean, it's sort of, even though we're not talking directly about spirit guides, it sort of ties in to the show tonight because...
Yeah, no, I want to listen. I'm going to listen after.
You know, because our guides, you know, they often give us things and we don't even know what they're giving us because we don't know how to communicate with them. And sometimes it's things in our body. And so the first place to start for somebody who really is a novice at learning in this field, in this direction of learning how to figure out what's mine and what somebody else's, and, oh, I just recognized I'm a sensitive. I think I might be empathic. Now what do I do? Well, first, you know, let's look at that shoulder. Is it yours or is it somebody else's? And so this is where, you know, the sort of the foundation, you start building the foundation, and then you go from there and start learning to tune into your body because your body will give you answers. And when I communicate with my guides, I always know in my body when I'm spot on or when I'm totally off the mark because I get different feelings in my body. Like, you know, when I'm spot on, I will totally get the chills and I'll get goosebumps everywhere. So when you start tuning into your body and listening to your body and recognizing your own signs, that is part of tuning into your guidance with your spirit guides.
Wow. That's amazing.
So talk to your shoulder.
I've said her energy is prickly like a porcupine. Like, I love her, love, love, love her. But when she's angry, and she carries around that anger. Ah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I see, that she's harboring still the resentments and all that. And my stomach is just turning in knots. Because I'll
have stomach problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I can feel it.
Wow.
And that's why I'm bringing up
what a lesson.
And that's why I'm bringing up the stomach and the knots in my stomach. And, you know, so it's up to her whether she wants to take a hold of
the idea of letting this go, because it's not, it has no effect on the people that are passed, even if they're still in physical form. It's not affecting them that you're holding these feelings. It's affecting you and the people who are around you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Have her listen to the show.
Woo, my shoulder is burning as we're talking about it.
Okay, put your hand on it. And just imagine, mm-hmm. and everybody can do this, if you have something that hurts in your body, put your hand on it. Take a nice deep breath in. Imagine a clear channel from the universe, from the divine, from your higher source, coming through the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. Imagine that opening up a golden white light, and imagine that energy channeling through your arm, through your hand, to the location of where you're having the pain. And just let the universe take care of it. You know, when you have a healer who does a healing session and they're exhausted afterwards, it's because they're using their own energy to try to facilitate a healing. Well, you know, who am I to facilitate someone's healing, first of all, because I don't know what's in their highest good. But the most important thing is to take care of myself first so I can be there to help others. And the biggest thing is to give up your own ego and power and to let the universe take care of it, because when you have one, a singular, again, back to the stick figure, you know, it's very minuscule. It's one. It's just there all by himself. But then when you add a whole bunch of stick figures, you add the universal energies and powers, angels, saints, whatever, ascended masters, whoever you want to call in, then feel how powerful that is.
Wow.
So that's a little quick, simple tip that everybody can use. And the more you use it, the more the energy tunes to you and gets stronger and stronger. And that's another way of working with your guides. It's important to, you know, when you open yourself up like that, to ask that only those of the highest energy come in.
Okay.
Yeah. So anytime your shoulder hurts, put your hand on it and imagine the channel of light coming through your crown chakra, down your arm, through your hand, out your hand, and to whatever hurts.
Wow.
And always
okay.
remember to breathe. And remember, when you breathe out, imagine all of whatever goes out with the out-breath, the negativity, whoever it belongs to, just breathe it out.
Wow. Thank you so much, Cynthia. This is amazing.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you called in.
I'm definitely going to keep listening.
Thanks so much. And share with your friends. You know, the more people we get listening,
sure
the higher the energy gets. And, you know, we just keep spreading the good stuff out into the planet, and we're going to see the planet getting better and better.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks again for calling in. It was great talking with you.
You too. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay. Great. Bye-bye. I love when you guys call in. You know, oftentimes I totally get off, you know, topic, but in a sense, it came all the way back around full circle, and I'm really happy because now you all have a tool that you can use to start listening to your body and also to help yourself with healing if you have anything going on. So working with your guides is so much more than people say, oh, I talk to my spirit guides and they never answer me, or, I don't get any signs or things like that. There are so many ways to working with your spirit guides, and with your body is one of them. So tune into your body and start recognizing different sensations that you have. When my guides are talking to me and I'm getting a download, an audible download, I hear it around my right ear, generally behind my right ear, maybe about, half an inch to an inch behind the ear. I don't hear it in my physical ear. I hear it behind my ear and only on the right side. So start looking for those tips. Okay, where does this resonate in my body? Where am I feeling this? And then Also, you can ask yourself, if you know, those of you who are listening to the show are probably all sensitive, intuitive, or empathic, or all of the above, because otherwise you wouldn't be here listening. And you may not be aware that you have those qualities. Start tuning into your body. That's a really good place to start. And then ask yourself, okay, is this mine or is this someone else's? Because it's important to start knowing what is your own things going on in your body and what belongs to someone else. Now, another thing working with spirit guides, some of you may meditate. And, you know, meditation doesn't have to be an hour or 2 hours sitting on the cushion. It can be done, you know, in short periods of time. I get my best meditations, you know, when I'm in the car at a stoplight. But, of course, if I want more information, I have to spend more time than at a stoplight, although I've had some of the biggest and best aha moments right at a stoplight. And the person behind you will let you know when it's time to go when the light turns green. A really interesting thing, a very good friend of mine years ago, when she was counseling with me, asked me, she says, you know, when I used to do yoga, when she lived back in the Philippines, she was about 17 at the time, 17 or 19, I can't remember which, but she was in that young adult age. She said that she stopped doing yoga because she was seeing colors when she was doing yoga, and it really scared her. And it scared her that it might be the devil or something. Whatever your religious background is or beliefs, you know, I believe that all religions have great things to offer. And that being said, I also feel that many religions offer things that hold people sort of as hostage with some of the things that they do offer. And for me, the devil happens to be one of those, you know, to keep you in line. Well, you have to answer for your own actions when it comes down to it, no matter what. No one else is going to answer for you. So you have to make the choice. You can't say, well, the devil made me do it. Well, you could, but guess what? You're the one who has to answer for yourself, period. Point blank, that's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are responsible for you. Okay, so that being said, the colors, and when doing yoga or any, you can be doing the dishes. It doesn't matter, really. You know, when you're on the massage table, my guides always come when I'm having body work done and also when I'm in the bathtub. So if you're taking your salt bath and you're laying there with your eyes closed and all of a sudden you start seeing these beautiful colors around under your eyelids, don't be alarmed. Those are your spirit guides. And each color represents a different guide. I have so many guides and so many different colors, colors that are not even recognizable to us with our physical eyes. So if you're seeing colors that are absolutely vibrant and brilliant and you go, oh my goodness, I've never seen a color like this, know that that is one of your spirit guides. Now, anytime you're working in the energetic realm, you always want to protect yourself because, you know, just like there are people walking this earth who don't have the best intentions, once they go on to spirit, they don't just automatically change overnight. They often have the same qualities when they're in spirit. So you always want to protect yourself. So you bring in the white light, and you can say the white light of the Holy Spirit, whatever your belief is. So you bring in the white light of the divine, of the creator, of God, of whoever, you know, whoever you call your higher power. Bring in the white light, ask for protection to surround you. Just like we brought the white light through our crown chakra to channel the healing through our hands. So you always bring in the white light, ask that you be divinely guided and protected, and that only the guides of the highest level are allowed to come through to you. I have a really good story from one of my early teachers. When he was 13 or 14, his mother had recognized at an early age that he was very empathic and very gifted. And she sent him away to school when he was 9 or 10 to learn how to use his gifts. And so his friends thought it was all cool that he had could do these things and whatever. So when he was 13 or 14, he and his friends decided they were going to have a seance. Time, you know, when you're that age, you do crazy things that are impulsive and maybe not the best idea. And so they got their little seance going, and all of a sudden, they had all the lights off, they had candles going. The windows of the house, which were locked, blew wide open, and this energy came through the room like a cyclone, blew out all the candles, and those kids were shaking in their boots. Well, it turns out that it was his main spirit guide. We all have a main spirit guide that we work with, and sometimes more than one, but his main spirit guide came in to teach him a lesson. That always know who you're working with. So that's the whole point of calling in those of the highest light, the highest realms, the highest vibration. So you're not working with lower energy level beings. Because just like, again, like on Earth, there are lower energy beings such as Hitler. They are those in spirit as well. So remember, it's your responsibility to be sensible about this and to keep yourself safe. Take a nice deep breath. And, you know, my flash is still not working on my regular screen. Blog Talk has changed the flash, chat format. So I have to have the chat in another screen. So I'm not as active back and forth in the chat room because then I actually have to switch screens on my computer. So I just want to give a shout out to you guys in the chat room. Thank you so much for being here. I know we're a day early, but my son is in a pig production at school tomorrow, and this is his first college production, and he is narrating for this production, and I just could not miss it. So I have to go out of town tomorrow to go see my son at his school performance, his school production. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in and hanging with me, even though it's a day early. And I actually kind of like it on Wednesday, although Wednesdays aren't the best day for me because I have other things that happen on Wednesday. But I don't know. I kind of like the energy today. We'll see where that goes. But we're going to stick to Thursdays for now. And if that changes, I'll let you know. So again, we're going to continue this conversation because I want to get more into teaching with you guys all because I know that you really like that. And I love taking your call. And I love when I can apply the callers to what we're talking about on the show. Now, if you really want to delve into working with your guides and so forth, then you might want to think about doing some private sessions with me if you're out of my local area. In my local area, remember that I also do groups as well, and keep that in mind. So you can find some of that information on my website. Again, that's CynthiaFontaine.com. Some things I have coming up, I will be at Able Mind and Body in Middletown, Rhode Island on Saturday the 29th from noon until 5:30. And then I will be at the Fall River Country Club in Fall River, Massachusetts on the following day. I think that's the 30th. So whatever that weekend is, it's either the 28th or the 29th or the, let me see, sorry, a 29th and 30th. Yeah, so 29th at Able Mind and Body in Middletown, Rhode Island. And then the 30th at the Fall River Country Club doing meetings for a benefit for the Forever Paws Animal Shelter. So thank you all so much for tuning in. I love you maybe more than you'll ever know, and I will see you next week. Love you so much. Thank you.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything
all that is.
Everything
all
will feel gorgeous.
Sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.